practice his ongoing investigation of arising caughtness, arising self-centered holding. In a way, just noting and experiencing. And yet, it's not so easy. So, there's a nice expression that I want to explore a little today. It's an expression of an Indian master of the last century, Ramana Maharshi, and it's translated as, let come what comes, let go what goes, see what remains. So in a way, it's another side of our practice of noticing what, how, we do not let come what comes, or we react to what comes, or we want something to come that hasn't come. In other words, to arise. We want particular things, or we want particular things to go away, to cease. Or we want it not to be. Or we don't want things to be, to go away, despite the fact that they are changing. These things, of course, can be physical things, can be people, can be conditions of our life. We refuse to let what comes come, or let what goes goes. Coming and going is just ongoing changing, which is life. In other words, we resist, which is why noting is important, which is why experiencing, even experiencing, resisting. And in being experiencing is seeing experiencing, seeing what remains if just coming and going is just comes and goes. But this is very hard for us. It's hard because abiding as experiencing, if I use that word, abiding as this, doesn't feed our stories, doesn't feed the reactions we have, the wanting this and not wanting that, or the wanting dream that we sometimes entangle ourselves in, which is why it's vital that we note in some form or other, label when that's appropriate. Of course, both in formal sitting and throughout the day, it's just breathing in, breathing out. Thoughts come, thoughts go. Figuring out how to do something and doing it. And yet even in the midst of figuring out, why do I have this problem with the computer all the time? What do I have to do? Why does this keep breaking? It shouldn't be this way. It's not fair. Even something as simple and non-personal, so to speak, as the computer connections, much less things that some people say, some people do, or some people don't say, or don't do, or the story that about the past and the future that somehow pops up while we're sitting, or while we're walking, or while we're making food, or throughout our day activities. Or the stories that we spin out in. And we know what, if we're willing to notice them. Stories of what should change or shouldn't change. or what was, or whose fault it is. In a way, it's very simple. It's experiencing what is. So we use, when we sit, we might use a reminder to start with our being breathing, or being listening, or walking, being steps. But the step is really an entranceway into experiencing. And similarly, the noticing or the labeling is an entranceway into experiencing, but at the same time, it allows us to, for a moment, release, or as Ramana Maharshi says, let come what comes, let go what goes. The letting come or letting go can be another practice reminder. But we have to see what we say about what comes, because otherwise we don't allow, but instead entangle, instead react. And we know how we're reacting if we're present. And experiencing keeps reminding us to be the reaction. Being the reaction means the reaction can cease. Being the present moment means this ongoing changing manifests. And so therefore, in the midst of ongoing cause and effect, ongoing changing, we can be satisfied as is. Or we get to notice where we're not satisfied or are unhappy about what is. See, in a sense, if we go to more traditional formats, unsatisfied, ongoing changing, non-self is really what the three characteristics of reality that the Buddha teaches, as not because you have to memorize those, but because those are the entranceway, so to speak, of being this that we are. So, as I said, practice is the, you could say, ongoing investigation of arising caughtness, of arising self-entangling holding, or self and non-self entangling holding. That's me, that's not me, he shouldn't, I should. But this is very simple, and we've all heard this many times, and yet, it's useful to have reminders and supports. Reminders and supports to be what, who we always are, what this life is, what this experiencing manifests the universe. Of course, even those words. So, I'll go back to the phrase, let come what comes, let go what goes, be, see what remains. If there's anything, no need to figure it out, because this is who we are. Figuring out is that added layer, but it's a useful layer of noting, of labeling, because it's the entranceway into our life. And that's really what practice is entering into the life of the universe of this moment. So please do what's appropriate in your practice to support and nurture yourself to be this that is our life, that is your life, that is the life of the universe, of everyone and everything that you meet. Thank you.